From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Obama administration is reacting cautiously to claims by the terrorist group known as Islamic State, or ISIS, that it has beheaded another freelance journalist in retribution for continued U.S. airstrikes in Iraq. NPR's Mara Liasson reports from the White House.
The White House says it can't yet confirm the authenticity of the video purporting to show the beheading of hostage Stephen Sotloff. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the video will be analyzed, but in the meantime,
our thoughts and prayers, first and foremost, are with Mr. Sotloff and Mr. Sotloff's family and those who worked with him.
Just 2 weeks ago, when ISIS beheaded freelance journalist Jim Foley, it threatened to kill Sotloff if the U.S. did not stop its airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
At the end of the video, the masked militant issues a threat to kill a third captive that the group claims to be a British man. Britain's prime minister has called an emergency meeting for Wednesday. President Obama in Estonia right now. He's there to show solidarity with Eastern Europe amid the crisis in Ukraine. Obama is meeting with Baltic leaders ahead of a NATO summit in Wales on Thursday. In Libya, the ongoing violence near the eastern city of Benghazi has left dozens of people dead. NPR's Leila Fadel reports on fears that Libya may be on the brink of collapse.
Rival militias battled for control of the Benina airport just outside the city on Monday. The fierce fighting was between Islamist allied militias and forces loyal to renegade General Khalifa Haftar. His deputy said they were attacked by militias from the city of Misrata, Sirte, and Derna, but repelled the fighters with artillery fire and airstrikes. This is the worst bout of violence that Libya has passed through since the ouster of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, and the country is deeply divided between so-called Islamists and their rivals. An umbrella group of Islamist militias and their allies took control of the capital last month after weeks of heavy fighting. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Tropical storm Dolly has made landfall on Mexico's Gulf Coast. Forecasters say the storm's center came ashore just southeast of Tampico. They say it could bring up to 10 inches of rain in the states of Veracruz and Tamaulipas, sparking fears of flash flooding and mudslides. Manufacturing last month picked up at its strongest pace in more than 3 years. The Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group, says its manufacturing index rose nearly 3 points. Survey Chair Brad Holcomb says it's a strong report.
Very strong indeed. The August PMI was at 59%, a new high for the year. In fact, the highest reading in over 3 years.
Among other things, factories are benefiting from stronger demand for some big-ticket items, including airplanes and furniture. A gauge that measures production rose to its highest level in 4 years, while a measure of new orders hit its highest level in 10 years. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. is trying to confirm whether a military operation in Somalia killed a top leader of the militant al-Shabaab group. Pentagon spokesman Navy Rear Admiral John Kirby confirms that Monday's airstrike targeted Ahmed Abdi Ghadani, but he says it may take time to determine whether Ghadani is dead. An al-Shabaab commander and spokesman says Ghadani was in one of two vehicles hit by the U.S. The referendum on Scottish independence is just weeks away, and as Fiona Zublin reports, the independence movement seems to be gaining momentum.
The gap between expected pro-secession and anti-secession votes has never been smaller. It's down to just 6 points, according to a poll for the Sun and Times newspapers, with 42% of voters pro-secession and 48% anti. At the beginning of August, the gap was 22 points. After two televised debates, the first disastrous for the independence movement and the second apparently helpful, and one widely ridiculed anti-independence ad that was accused of being derogatory to women, this is an unprecedented amount of support for the independence movement. If Scotland secedes from the United Kingdom, it will dissolve a 307-year-old union. The referendum takes place on September 18th. For NPR News, I'm Fiona Zublin in London.
A jury in Los Angeles has convicted a career criminal in the strangling of three women in the 1980s. 74-year-old Samuel Little has been convicted of 3 counts of first-degree murder. Prosecutors believe Little is responsible for at least 40 killings since 1980. Authorities in 8 other states are looking for possible links. Little faces a term of life in prison without the possibility of parole when he's sentenced later this month. This is NPR News.